USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Top Democrats want lawmakers to return from their recess early to act on legislation to provide funds for the struggling U.S. Postal Service, saying it could play a huge role in the November elections if mail-in ballots are used. The last hour as he left the White House for campaign appearances later today, President Trump told reporters lawmakers should be focusing on a new pandemic relief package.
Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer should get back into Washington and they should approve stimulus for the people. We'd like to see payments going to the people, maybe PPE. We'll take care of the post office.
He also spoke of his brother Robert Trump, who died on Saturday, telling reporters he may have a small memorial event at the White House for him on Friday.
I think he'd be greatly honored. He loves our country.
The four-night virtual Democratic convention kicks off this evening, and this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, it's the greatest thing in the world. I can't imagine where I'd be without it. You know, I feel 20 years old again, and I want to continue to stay in shape. I understand the oversaturation in the market and the resulting cynicism that people have, but Balance of Nature works for anybody and everybody. And as much as it's a today product, it's a product for the future for me. I am the most satisfied customer in the world. I don't know what I would do without it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Police near Austin, Texas say the suspect and his final hostage are now safely out of the home after a standoff that spanned 2 days. Cedar Park police say it began with a domestic call yesterday, and when three officers got there, they were shot, but they're expected to recover. In fact, they've already been released from hospitals. More than 100 shots were fired in a San Antonio flea market parking lot yesterday morning, leaving 5 people wounded. It's unclear as to how many people were firing or how the shooting began, though Police Chief William McManus says,
but apparently it looks like it's the result of some type of argument.
A renewed coronavirus outbreak is now forcing New Zealand to delay its general election until October 17th. The Prime Minister making the announcement that the election was being pushed back by 4 weeks. Political parties in the country had hoped for the delay because they say it's impossible to campaign while that country is again on lockdown. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Police in Portland, Oregon say they couldn't get to more than 60 overnight calls because they were so busy contending with hundreds of violent demonstrators. The police department saying officers couldn't respond to calls including for theft, hit and run, alarms, and stolen vehicles. On a lighter note, it was quite a birthday celebration in Charlotte, North Carolina over the weekend. Here's more from USA Radio's John Hunt.
The oldest living American, Hester Ford, celebrated her birthday yesterday, turning 116. She's the oldest person on record in the United States, according to data compiled by the Gerontology Research Group and the United States Census Bureau. Ford was born on a farm in Lancaster County, South Carolina. She married at age 14 to John Ford, gave birth to the first of the couple's 12 children at age 15. Her husband died in 1963. Ford had not been hospitalized even once in the first 108 years of her life. She now has 68 grandchildren, 125 great-grandchildren, and at least 120 great-great-grandchildren. I'm John Hunt.
And now the coronavirus pandemic is being blamed for the rising price of one of America's favorite pizza toppings. Some small pizza parlors are reporting having to pay up to 50% more recently for pepperoni because the pandemic has been creating pepperoni shortages. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.